upon them. Look at anybody repenting for the issues today. Do you see that I'm doing anything like what I'm doing today? What will that mean for you? Because there are more times for sale, it's not about you. Praise the Lord. So that is the message. Come out of hell. And to come out, I'm not saying come and be a member of this church. Come out, I'm not preaching to you, I'm not beyond that. I'm talking about relationship with God. What you have a relationship with God, there is no church around you that God has sent you to worship of God. You're already committed to God. Don't join them to do that nonsense they do. Because I've been once had enough time. This is the only time that these kids are now. Righteousness before righteousness. Light. Whatsoever is born of God, what does he have to do?
we are overcomers, overcoming the world. Take note. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. What is the victory? What is the victory? Even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world? And he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. That statement. That statement. You will overcome the world if you believe that Jesus is the that day given to our son. Because Peter repeated the same thing. Thou art Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said, hallelujah. He didn't say he that come up with his word and say Jesus is the Son of God. A prostitute can say that. Demons can say that. Anybody can say that. But he said he that believes. In order to say that you believe that the Son of God. To say the Son of God. That day gives it the whole meaning. If you say this is the Son of God, If I tell you, come in the name of the Lord Jesus, lie down here, you are sick. The start of the disease. If you have faith, if you do that, you will see it. It is your faith. If you don't have faith, you know what to do. That is why I say, because I know too much. That's why I say, that what this Father was capitalizing on actually, what you are paying for, 5,000 for that oil, 5,000 for water, 10,000 for bamboo, rich bamboo. It is one of these churches in Lagos that has started it. And then everybody started talking. Hallelujah. And you buy it and see the irony of it. You know what? I go and buy that water, you cannot walk for me. That is what you may know about that water. It cannot work for me. You know why? Because every time I see that water, I get wet. There is no water. So how can you walk for me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you believe it. You believe it. That is why it is working for you. If you didn't believe it, it will not work for you. Even if you bought it 50,000 naira, but you don't believe it, it will not work for you. Now see now. It is actually your faith that you are paying for. You see now? It is actually your faith that is giving you that testimony. Because you believe that is God. Because you believe that it's for God, and not your faith. And then you receive the deliverance, you receive the healing, then you pray for it. And as you believe it, you pull out those from God to send in your bedroom, carry that water and pray. As I drink this water, I come with the cross of Calvary, Lord, and you from the power of the cross into this water. What does it give us life in the substance? I claim restoration and drink it. Before you finish, because you have challenged the promise. Because you have pleaded the blood of Jesus. And you believe that Jesus Christ went to the cross of Calvary for you in particular. And you call there. Come. How come? Hallelujah. How come? They can sell oil, but they don't even give you eternal life. They can sell heaven to you. They can tell you the price that you will pay to enter heaven. Because the only thing that gives you the opportunity to go to heaven is your blood. That blood makes you be part of. It is the blood. And the only thing he has to us as a covenant is bread and wine. Bread and wine. I said, as you do it, you remember what it is. You remember his blood that brought us that redeemed our sins. For he was the Lamb. It is his blood that made the way to the tomb of God. You ask that revelation. You walk by it. Enter your blessing. Everything you say, as I will do this, make it happen. It will happen. As I will do this, make it happen. It will happen. It will happen. And that is what I'm telling you. But first, to the credit anointing oil, placing the handkerchief here, and also using our platform we did yesterday, and now today, Nero, as I will break this mirror. Where your mind is going is not a mirror, it's a cross. When, in taking that power of the cross, the day you catch this revelation, you will not have to pay money for anybody to come to come to deliver us from you. That is why my people are submitted. Many of them have left this church. I don't know where they should be going, but I know there's somebody in front of me. I'm going to have a very bad company. Tell you that people have no conscience. The future of faith, they have their conscience here. With the whole fire, that is no conscience. Somebody will power that they want. And then, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Thank you.
about this scripture. Exodus chapter 21. Let me close with that. Exodus chapter 21, from verse 1. Up to verse 6. Exodus chapter 21. Listen to this ordinance in Israel. It's an ordinance in Israel. And these are the things that which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, how many years is it to know the servant? 6 years he shall serve. And in the seventh year, he shall go free. He came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. That's all. If his master has given him a wife, and she has born him sons or daughter, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. But either, because of those wives and those children are fine. And if the servant shall tell himself, ah, I love my master, ah, I love my wife, ah, I love my children, I will not go out of the dream. What shall happen? Then his master shall bring them unto the judgment. He shall also bring him to the court, or unto the doorpost. And his master shall hold his ear, put hold in the ear, two with an oar, and the ring there. And he shall serve him forever. Why? Because he was told, come out. And he said, I love my son. My dad had a job. My dad had a good food. Had a Sunday school teacher. My dad gave me his house. He said, trap your house and be calm for your master. And go. And you refuse to go. So, he said, they will put something in your ear. And forever, what will happen? And see the fulfillment of that scripture. Listen very well. It's very dangerous. When you hear the truth, and you refuse, see what will happen in this day. Check out the scripture chapter.
They all might be down who believe what they do, but have pleasure
in unrighteousness. In Christ, this grammar is too much. Let me break it down. The preaching truth to you, you refuse. Freedom, come out of her, you refuse. Why? You like a church that is like just a marriage that is a way of travel. You can have boyfriends because the prayer God is a good God. You can dress like a person and go to church. And dress like a human being to go to your work. But when it's time to go to church, you dress like a 50,000 naira. You ask the kind of church you like, has it? But I'm talking. But you know your focus business as long as you're giving tithe and all. You like how you like, have it? And continue living. Change the girl place. All the girls in the church there, you start putting one after the other, and God is a good God. And then you hear what we are saying, and you say, don't mind that man. What you say, don't mind that man. This is what I'm doing. Then grace, 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 grace. It's just they have no love for truth. They have pleasure in unrighteousness. He said, God himself, will give them a delusion to make them to believe a lie. So that in believing that lie, what will not follow that lie? How will I lead you to? Fire, fire, fire. Don't touch, strike with your Bible to fire. Is it in the Bible? Yes! Ah! But that fire is from testimony. Build in the world to cover this piece of land. After killing him, he was on his way. Going to take over the land, God sent the prophet. You are king of here and you are going to take possession. And said, the man sent me. Now, God, meet the prophet of God. Here, God, you meet the prophet of God. Meet your own. Everything was for me. Judgment was pronounced upon you. And the prophet went. God, there, the Lord. Years passed by. That is the problem. When God wants to deal with you that man, he will allow the top of your iniquity to be true. So that when you decide the judgment, you have no excuse. Sometimes he delays hoping that you will repent. Because God can change his mind concerning his judgment. He did it immediately. He's been doing it today. He went to see whether you will repent. This thing, you are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, one day, he said, that piece of land in Abokidia, it belonged to Israel. Jehoshaphat came and joined me. He said, join me. I don't go now. Possess that thing. Somebody can impose it upon you. You are going to work. As soon as the thought came to his heart, it's a long story I'm not talking about. As soon as the thought came to him, the Bible said there was a meeting for coming. Hey, my children come, my children come. So, what are we going to do to make it happen? To make it happen to the Bible. The Bible says, these are practical ideas, these are practical ideas. And the lying spirit that covered to and fro, seeking you to be wild, does not appear. And now, God, I will go. He said, what is your own idea? He has many prophets. When they give up, everybody is in the source of the prophet, and everybody gives the prophet to 200 of them. Before he does anything, he already gathered them. And we go to those prophets and prophesy lies. So that in believing that lie, you will go for that lie. And when you go there, you will die there. That is a delusion. 400 prophets. My prophets are telling them, go, the Lord has given it to you. Go, the Lord has given it to you. Go, 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 go. Go, the Lord has given it to you. Jehoshaphat said, come on, that's the word you can do it for the Lord. I said, that's the word you can do it for the there is one. I'm not going to condemn only. What is there? Say it again. Prophet came, he said, ah! Enough! I see you first. Cut out a sheep without the shepherd. You know what I'm talking about? He said, Joseph, I told you this another time, they had to take me. They have pressure in the direction. They don't want to hear the truth. And so, he was given a permission to make him believe a lie. And believing that lie, he won't die. Hallelujah. We went to that back to and died. The prophet said, go. God will give them to you, but all that prophecy, all the time, you are telling a sinner, all of this way. You are telling a fornicator, all of this way. I hear mass, all of this way. That is your message, have you? All of this way. The Lord is good, the good God. This year, all of you, this is the year of divine operation. And then prostitutes are fornicators. I said, when the Bible says, you shall not be well with the wicked. Your pastor says it is well with you. And you are believing. Because everybody knows, you know your estate is from, you know. You know, set up of your side of prayer. That's why you're looking for handkerchief. You are looking for an anti-mind. You are looking for something to buy. Because you know your own prayer cannot answer you. That is why you're wrong. Don't buy anointed water. You are hiding under anointed water instead of hiding under the glory. You are hiding under the glory. The bride has made herself ready. And to her, it is given. That you should be arrayed in fine, clean arms. The Bible said they will array them in anointed t-shirt. Hallelujah. Guys, can I hear that very thing? Can I hear that very thing? Thank you. to receive it. Hallelujah. That is the message. Now, ask your neighbor, are you a believer? No, because Apostle Paul said this is how the coming of the Lord will start. He will come with what? First, a shout. It will start. The first is only chapter 4, verse 16, verse 2. It will start with what? A shout. Now, a shout, there is the message. Hallelujah. And when you hear a shout, everybody that hears a shout, you respond. Now, you cannot respond correctly or wrongly. Now, question are over there. Hallelujah. Now, what happened is, we don't have a shout. Here you are. Then we responded. Now, this is my response to what the two of us have. He responded and put it to what is doing over there. I have also responded and is put it to what I'm doing here. Hallelujah. So, he's sitting down there, and he's telling me, and he don't respond correctly. That's why I'm telling you, I am not recommended. And because I am telling him that he has not responded correctly. And that's why, too, he's doing whatever he's doing there. He was my pastor. And I told him face to face. I said, I did not doubt. I have not adored those of all you. And I told him, I said, I think you are coming because I say so, then you have a problem, Pastor. Because my sheep hear my voice. Your sheep will hear your voice. I said, I am not your sheep. Why do you have to force me to be your sheep? Why are you getting angry? I told him face to face in the presence of God. I was there. Did he tell you the history of that place? Hallelujah. Did he tell you the history of that place? I moved the church there. I spent 2 years right from where they are. Every instrument that is in there, I bought the instrument, including instruments that are built. Every chair you see in that place, those chairs, they are tied with them. Shortly after, I discovered that he could not feed me spiritually. And I will not be caused of that in the men there. I say, okay, what do? You may take the whole world, but keep it to me. Confirm that God has called you. Praise the Lord. Because when you come here, against anything that was become in you, we have created a liberty for you to cover. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So how will you say, I am not in the mercy? What people's lives are changed under my name. Some people are not getting converted under my name. There are people that from here they will go to heaven. It's before everybody. We know ourselves. We know ourselves. But many people, not all. Hallelujah.